Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
COVID-19, of course, has caused a lot of problems for people, and particularly those living abroad. And an Irish citizen living in Puerto Rico has questioned why the country has been added to the Category 2 list of places from which people arriving in Ireland must quarantine in a hotel. And I'm joined on the line by John Doherty, who's been living, originally from Charlestown, but living in Puerto Rico in the Caribbean Islands, which sounds very nice, by the way, for the last 18 years with his partner, David. Good afternoon to you, John.
Good afternoon.
Before we start, can I say, can my condolences to you on the loss of your mum only recently in the last few days, Nora, and also on your dad who died back in August, David, who died back in August. So my condolences on the loss of your parents. So this makes it even more difficult, I suppose.
Yes. It's, you know, it is very difficult to be so far away. And even, you know, for people who are not far away, but because of the quarantine, wherever they may be, they cannot travel. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking to have to watch both your parents, you know, online and not be, you know, there with your family.
Okay. But, I know there's a slight delay on the line, so let's work through that one. But I know you wanted to get home for your mum. She's in her 80s. She was 83. And you wanted to get home to see her. Sadly, she passed away before you could get home. And your problem is, of course, that although the United States is not on the mandatory quarantine list, Puerto Rico, which is a Caribbean island, which is a territory of the United States, is for some reason.
Yes, and that is, you know, it's not questioning the whole mandatory. My kind of question was, like, wow, why is, you know, Puerto Rico the only jurisdiction in the United States that is, you know, that is on the list when, you know, if you, you know, statistically speaking, looking at just the bare facts, it is in the top third, you know, performers in the U.S., jurisdiction for dealing with COVID. It's, you know, the incident rate is amongst the lowest in the United States and is considerably lower than Ireland. We are both fully vaccinated and would be arriving with a negative test and would be self-quarantined. If we were allowed home, you know, I still wouldn't be able to attend the funeral because would have to quarantine.
But there's the illogical. Sorry for interrupting you, and I know there's a slight delay between us, so that's a bit of a problem when you did an interview. But there's the illogical part of the whole thing. You're saying you're both vaccinated, and fair play to, by the way, to the people of San Juan for managing to vaccinate so many people so quickly. But so you're both vaccinated people. You know, you're willing to bring a negative test with you as well. I can't see. It's completely illogical to turn around and say, "Well, you can't come home." I just don't see the logic of that.
I understand they say the question is with the variants, and, you know, I'm not questioning, you know, that it does seem illogical, yes. but if that's the rule, that is the rule. It is, the biggest issue is like how and why you reach this kind of decision. You know, people perhaps, looking at comments and things, would say, you know, they perhaps may not understand how, you know, Puerto Rico relates to the U.S. It's an integral part of the U.S.
Yeah.
They're full U.S. citizens. So essentially, it would be saying, well, you know, people in the northeast of the United States can travel, but people on the West Coast can't. It's essentially the same thing as a U.S. citizen.
Well, it would be like us turning around and saying, well, the people of Florida are welcome because they have a lower incidence rate than the people of California. We're not going to do that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's either all the U.S., it's all or nothing. We couldn't turn around, for example, and say people from London are not welcome, but people from Southampton are because there's a lower incidence rate there. You know, in England, for example, you're not going to do that. It does seem rather strange that they would do that. And what makes it even worse is you mentioned, of course, that you're both vaccinated. So far, the scientists and the evidence overwhelmingly suggest that there is no particular variant that can escape or get past this particular vaccine. They seem quite confident in the vaccine when it comes to variants. So I don't see any scientific reason for you not being allowed, to come home. And you were willing as well, of course, to isolate here in Ireland for 2 weeks when you got here yourself.
Absolutely. We would be isolating at home in in my parents' home, which is now empty, And, you know, we would have close family around who would do shopping, who would, you know, for us so that, you know. So that would never, that's not an issue at all.
Yeah.
But again, you know, as you said, you know, the scientific data so far in this seems to indicate that, you know, fully vaccinated and arriving with a negative test ought to be sufficient to allow. Now,
absolutely.
I understand that, you know, for the issue of self-quarantine is perhaps a concern, you know, in that how, you know, how honest will people be, you know, in adhering to that. But as you say, you know, scientifically, you know, the data and the vaccine and the test ought to, you know, allow people to have
and
that
have you tried have you tried speaking to the Irish, I don't know whether there's an Irish consulate in Puerto Rico. I don't think there is in San Juan. Is there an Irish consulate? No, there isn't. I'm assuming
there's no Irish consulate. The nearest Puerto Rico falls under the jurisdiction of the Washington, D.C.
The consulate there.
Consulate.
And have you tried contacting them?
I did contact the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs via their website. And it does give limited space to kind of, you know, ask your query. But I did ask about, you know, why given. I did receive a response back yesterday. And, you know, it was essentially, you know, outlining the information that you can get on the government's website, which, of course, I have checked prior you know, to make sure what their regulations were. So, but it didn't directly address what my question was as to why. I mean, the U.S. Virgin Islands next door to us, they can travel to Ireland. They are not, as U.S. citizens, they are not under the mandatory quarantine.
Yeah, it does seem odd that they picked this particular one Caribbean island and said, I have no idea why. Well, you would suggest, of course, there's a low instance rate, certainly lower than a lot of American states. It does seem bizarre. And again, my condolences. I know you wanted to get home to see your mum before she passed away. Nora, my condolences to you and all your family and your friends on the loss of your mum and your dad only recently in August, and you only got to see their funeral, sadly, on whatever it is, WhatsApp, or where you would have to see them on FaceTime or whatever it was. And that's not a way to say goodbye to your mum and dad. I'm sure it's something that very deeply disappoints you. But can I ask you, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious, what took you from Charlestown 18 years ago to live in San Juan in Puerto Rico, by the way?
Well, I left Charlestown a little bit earlier than that. But I moved to London first after I finished, I went to Maynooth. And then after I finished in Maynooth, I moved to London for about 2 years, and in 1995, I moved to New York. My mom was a U.S. citizen, so I had, you know, had the ability, you know, very thankfully to be able to come. So I lived in New York for 8 years. I moved in 95. In 1996, I met my now husband in New York. And
was he originally from San Juan? I'm wondering with his name, by the way.
He's from New York.
Okay.
But he got a position at the University of Puerto Rico here in San Juan in the Rio Piedras campus, the main campus. The University of Puerto Rico is similar to the National University of Ireland system. So he got a job teaching a professorship there, so we came here for that 18 years ago.
And can I ask you a question? And if it's not too personal, David, and please tell me if it is, if I am being personal. I mean, in places like San Juan, I mean, how, if you go back in time, maybe 18 years, how accepting were they of same-sex marriage? Were they okay with that, or was there any kind of stigma attached to it? Or because obviously, as you know yourself, only in Ireland 3 years ago, we've accepted same-sex marriage. So how were they about that?
Actually, it's a very good place for in that respect. It's very socially accepting. I have never, since our time here, the in terms of the you know the you know I've never for once felt any
homophobia or anything like that. Yeah,
anophobia. No. Of course, any society has you know
the odd idiot, of course. Yeah.
Differences. Yeah. So you know. You know, utopia doesn't exist, but it is a very, very good place. And in terms of the Caribbean region, it is probably one of the best areas for, you know, people who would not be kind of, you know, heteronormative identified.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually almost jealous of you, to be honest with you, because I think everybody's just listening, thinking that you're living in the Caribbean. Why would you want to come back to Ireland? But of course, for family reasons, you do want to come back. And I get that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. And every place has its, you know, good and has its attractions. And, you know, Hurricane Maria was, you know, utterly devastating.
Yeah.
We were like without electricity personally in our home for 3 months.
Oh my!
Which was short compared to some. You know, some had no electricity for a year. So you know.
Yeah, it does have its pitfalls, of course, absolutely. And we only see the Caribbean islands in the news, unfortunately, during hurricane season. That seems to be the only time we really ever get to see them on the news. But apart from that, people look at the Caribbean islands as some sort of utopian place to live because you've got this beautiful sandy beaches, blue water, and sunshine in the sky all the time. Where I don't know whether you know it or not, John, but we had snow at the weekend.
I'm sorry.
Only in Ireland.
Yeah, you know, it is. Yes.
Snow in April. But look, I wish you well, John, and I hope that you manage to get back to Charlestown, and I hope you manage to get over. I completely agree with you. I think it's ridiculous and illogical that they would add one of the Caribbean islands, unless they've got the whole state of the territory of the United States. I think it's ridiculous to add one particular island. We wouldn't add a county, for example, in relation to the United Kingdom. So why would you do that to the U.S.? So, and particularly the fact that you're U.S.
Exactly. And that was my point, that was that kind of, but I thank you very much, Noel, and your producer, Ashley, for reaching out. It is greatly appreciated, and your kind words.
And to all the people of Charlestown that know you, is there many people in Bulcan in Charlestown that would know you in County Mayo? I'm sure there is.
Oh, well, it's a tiny little place.
would they even remember you now, John, at this stage, huh?
Well, we're there every year, so...
Okay.
You know,
all right, well, look, lovely talking to you, John.
And to you too, now. Thank you very much,
indeed.
Have a good day.
There you go. John Doherty, who's been living in San Juan for the last 18 years, but left Ireland many years before that, as you said. Living happily over there, married, just wants to come home for the funeral of his dad and his mum. Unfortunately, his dad passed away in August. He wanted to get home to see his mum before she died, obviously. But sadly, she passed away on Tuesday, 83 years of age. And this is, I suppose, the knock-on effect of COVID-19. People not getting to be with their parents. And he would have regularly come home, as he mentioned already. He comes home every year to Charlestown, and he would have regularly come home to see his parents. But unfortunately, he doesn't get to come home because of the rules. And the rules make very little sense. In some way, because for John, both him and his partner have been vaccinated. They both would have had a negative test. So what's the reason? There is no logical reason for him not to get on a plane and come home to Ireland. And if they needed to self-quarantine, although I don't even see the logical reason for that, by the way, if they both have a vaccination, if they needed to self-quarantine, they would have done that. But they're not allowed. Doesn't make any sense.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.